AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Cuts to foreign aid and public broadcasting and move forward on Capitol Hill.
The Senate has passed and sent back to the House a rescissions bill that claws back about $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Senate Majority Leader John Thune urged colleagues to support the cuts.
I appreciate all the work the administration has done in identifying wasteful spending. And now it's time for the Senate to do its part to cut some of that waste out of the budget.
The 51-48 vote came after 2 in the morning. Only Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine joined Democrats in opposing the legislation. The bill cuts over $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the full amount it's due to receive over the next 2 budget years. That money goes to more than 1,500 locally operated public television and radio stations, National Public Radio, and the Public Broadcasting Service. The other $8 billion cuts foreign aid, including relief for refugees, natural disasters, and programs that boost economic and democratic development in developing countries. GOP leaders took out a $400 million cut to PEPFAR, a politically popular program to combat HIV/AIDS. Jennifer King, Washington.
A veteran federal prosecutor has been fired.
The Justice Department has fired Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor who worked on the cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs. She's also the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, who was fired by President Trump during his first term. 3 people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on Wednesday. One of those sources said no specific reason was given for why she was terminated. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
An Alaska tsunami warning had residents scrambling for higher ground after a 7.3 magnitude offshore earthquake struck yesterday. But officials quickly downgraded and then canceled the warning. There haven't been any reports of significant damage. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a deadly mall fire in Iraq.
A fire at a newly opened mall in eastern Iraq's Wasit province has killed more than 60 people, including women and children, according to Iraqi officials. Iraq's Ministry of Interior said in a statement that most of the victims died from suffocation in the fire that broke out late on Wednesday in the city of Kut. The statement added that civil defense teams were able to rescue more than 45 people who were trapped inside the building. The mall, which had opened only a week earlier, was in a 5-story building that also contained a restaurant and a supermarket. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani said in a statement that he had directed the Interior Minister to go to the site of the fire to investigate and take measures to prevent a recurrence. Poor building standards have often contributed to tragic fires in Iraq. I'm Karen Shamas.
For more news, visit apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.